This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 100 people have been killed, 150 more injured in a fire at a wedding party in northern Iraq that left civil defense searching the charred skeleton of a building for survivors into the early hours Wednesday. A government official told Reuters 113 people have been confirmed dead, with state media putting the death toll at least 100, with 150 people injured. The United States urged continued humanitarian access to Nagorno-Karabakh on Tuesday as officials and additional humanitarian assistance to address health care and other emergency needs.
We know that there are injured civilians in Nagorno-Karabakh who need to be evacuated, and it is absolutely essential that evacuation be facilitated by the government of Azerbaijan.
On a visit to Armenia, Samantha Power, head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, said the United States would provide $11.5 million in humanitarian assistance. The death toll from an explosion and fire at a fuel depot in the breakaway enclave rose to at least 68, with a further 105 people missing and nearly 300 injured. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging striking auto workers to keep up the fight. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
No will! No will!
As United Auto Workers picketed outside a suburban Detroit GM warehouse, the president joined them.
Let's keep going. You deserve what you've earned, and you've earned a hell of a lot more than you're getting paid now.
And they deserve the 40% raise the union is demanding. Wearing a UAW hat, the president walked the picket line, fist-bumping, smiling workers alongside union chief Sean Fain. Labor historians say they can't remember